Is your definition for a perfect life illusioned? A warm welcome to Genesis. Today's article is Illusion by Mr. Vaibhav Dhankwal. As taught to us by our beloved parents, going to school and getting a good grade is a necessity, which is later followed by an outstanding graduation that may help us to grab a high-paying and secure job. All this is defined as a perfect life. Including some permutations and combinations, events might get altered, such as getting a job in MNC may be replaced by cracking a highly reputed government job, which is no doubt a wonderful thing. But if we stick to what a child is taught from the very beginning, it is nothing but illusions. A life full of illusions and nothing less than stress, worry, and anxiety. Going to school is a necessity. Having a bachelor's degree is a necessity. Getting good grades is a necessity. But have you ever thought, are these really our necessities or just illusions? They say, if you fail school, you fail life. If you don't have a degree, you can't be successful. If you don't have a job, go get one. Is this an example of a perfect life? Is this an example of a perfect life? If you think calmly, you can understand what the point is. It requires nothing but a mindset to be successful. As you dive deep at biological and psychological level, the primary nature of human beings or any other living entity is to be free. Free from any sort of foundation in all respects of life. But does the system we are currently living in ensure our freedom? Or are we just tying ourselves to the virtual ropes of expectations and illusions? Society had made different rules to levy checks on our freedom. And people who practice these checks outnumbered in strength. So gradually these rules became culture and later translated into necessities for living a perfect life. Having knowledge is necessary for a perfect life, but having a certificate to prove this point is nothing but an illusion. Having a skill for survival is a necessity, but a bachelor's degree to prove it is an illusion. Money is necessary, but money is not the only necessity. Our mind from the beginning is programmed the way our associates think. If we look around, there are less than 1% of people who really challenge these illusions in life. Whenever a curious kid asks his parents why he goes to school, the most common answer he receives is to get good grades, to get a good college. When he counters the answer by the question, what after that? He is told that he must have a bachelor's degree and then further he can have a job and earn money to live a perfect life. Examples are given of those humans who have got amazing packages in top MNCs, those who have got good grades, those who have got admission in top universities, etc. All in all, glorifying the compliance of societal construct is the norm. Why not examples of successful entrepreneurs, leaders, those people who have made far more attempt and failed innumerable just to taste a small pie of success. Those people who have made far more number of attempts and failed innumerable just to taste a small pie of success. Why not examples are given of those minds who have tried to go offbeat from the conventional path and have taken a bit longer time in achieving their goals? Why every aspiring youngster is taught to work under certain conditions and blindly comply to orders in schools and colleges? Why not is he taught to make decisions and manage particulars which are necessary for a perfect life? This is because the system we are living in is driven by getting quick results within a stipulated period of time. Our parents and their parents and their previous generations have been living in this box for so long that thinking out of the box has become non-conventional and grossly wrong for all. It has been observed that as generation proceeds, these illusions are countered and challenged for deriving at a point of equilibrium between generations. Eventually, the maze of illusion fades and reality beckons light of the day. Concluding the article, there is just one question for the readers. Is your definition for a perfect life illusioned?